Representative Guy Rees-Kentler, Democrat gun control push about creating gun registry. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 13, 2019. Representative Guy Rees-Kentler, RPA, notes the House Democrats' push for universal background checks is really an effort to create a gun registry. Breitbart News reported that Democrats plan a vote on their universal background check bill this week. They named the bill H.R.8, in honor of the 8 years Gabby Giffords has survived since being shot January 8, 2011. But they do not mention that the bill would have done nothing to prevent her attack. Giffords' attacker, like nearly every high-profile shooter of the 21st century, acquired his gun via background check. If mass shooters and high-profile shooters are already acquiring their guns via background checks, why would the Democrats be pushing to expand the checks to more points of sale? Rep. Rees-Kentler suggests it is not because they want more background checks but because they want a gun registry. On January 13, 2019, Breitbart News reported that the Democrats' universal background check bill would require a national gun registry in order to be enforceable. Universal background checks would require the government to know where every gun is at all times in order to be certain guns are not changing hands without a background check. To achieve such a registry, the government will have to know the name of every gun owner and the serial numbers of every gun he or she owns. Of course, this will only apply to law-abiding gun owners. Criminals will neither register their guns nor go through background checks to acquire them. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Down Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly @rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.